welcome back to Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative communities. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that you can download the app, but you can also listen to it kind of sort of semi-old school, which is like sort of my age group, which is on a desktop computer where you like go to the website and do the live stream, and you think that's really high technology. And that's www.guardiantalkradio.com. Just click the live stream button. Or if you're even older than I am, you can actually go to your radio, which is that object that might be somewhere in your house. And you can turn the dial to 96.9, listen to us that way too. Or if you miss it, or say you're in your car driving home from work and you're listening to the Blank Canvas and you're like, oh, this show's so awesome, I have to hear the end, but you got to get out of your car, you can go to the NAGB's website, www.nagb.org.bs, and you can find the Blank Canvas under the Learn menu, Public Programs, and you can listen to this show again from start to finish. You can share it with friends, or you can go on a rainy day and listen to like the entire archive. So there's 9 years of Blank Canvas shows. There's a lot to listen to if you're an art and culture aficionado, so do that. While you're on the website, you know, see what else is happening at the museum. We are open again in case you're out of that loop. The Sculpture Park has been open for several months already, but the museum is open now, and we are welcoming guests. We have a beautiful new show called Medicine and Memory, which looks at healthcare over the last couple of centuries in the Bahamas through artworks in the National Collection, curated by Natalie Willis. It's a very beautiful show. And, of course, we've got an art park going, which is super safe and for the families. You can come by. And actually, one of the artists we're speaking to later has a piece in our Sculpture Park, so everything's connected. We are now going to turn back to our theme tonight, which is the show Seascape Poetics, which is an online show, which all of you can access from this Friday, going to www.seascapepoetics.com. And it's a show that is curated by a young curatorial team. Both are at Concordia University. We just heard from Bettina Martinez before the break, a Puerto Rican curator. And her assistant curator on this show is a Bahamian, Simone Cambridge. She's an art historian and writer focusing on issues of transatlantic slavery, Caribbean identity, post-colonialism, and race in visual culture. She's a member of the advisory board for the Institute for the Study of Canadian Slavery at NSCAD University. There's probably another way to say that, like NSCAD or something. Communications coordinator at Concordia University's Curating and Public Scholarship Lab, and curatorial assistant for this project, Seascape Poetics. So welcome to the Blank Canvas. Simone, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me, Amanda.
Oh, you're welcome. I wish you were here in person because I know it's pretty cold up there now. So
It really is cold in Montreal right now.
I bet. So what was your role in this show working with Bettina as the assistant curator? So how did you guys work together, and how did you work as a team to come get through all these problems?
So Bettina is the curatorial resident at Curating and Public Scholarship Lab. Mm-hmm. And I am Seascape Poetics is a part of her residency project. Okay. And working with her, I assisted her in helping her select artists. I helped her with research. So if there was a topic that we needed extra material on, I'd help her with that search. I'd also helped with deciding on the programming, deciding on the extra things that would go along with this exhibition. I helped her decide what the virtual space would look like. I'm really just there to help with any other tasks she needs, and that's my role.
And how much longer do you have at Concordia? When are you going to get to curate your own show from start to finish?
So I actually graduated from McGill last year, and I work with Concordia as a research assistant. Yeah.
Oh, okay, even better. So when are you coming home to run the NAGB, Simone?
Whenever they'll take me.
Well, you know, we're always looking for talented young curators. And have you specialized? I mean, I know your bio talked to that. Was that your particular field of research was always around Caribbean art, and was that something that was easy to find where you are, or was that something you had to kind of fight for to get professors to work with you or to find the material?
So it wasn't easy. My degree is in art history and international development and urban geography. And I was really lucky to be able to work with someone who had Caribbean parents, so Caribbean heritage, someone who looked at issues about Caribbean history and identity. So she looked at transatlantic slavery. The person I'm talking about is Dr. Charmaine Nelson. She's a Black professor at McGill, who was at McGill while I was there. And she really gave me that space to look at Caribbean art and colonial history in the way that benefits this exhibition and allowed me to do projects like this. So.
And no, actually, because I know, I speak, everyone who listens to the show knows like everything about my family. So, I have two daughters, they're at school at Toronto right now. And I love Toronto because it's got such a great Caribbean mix, right? What's it like in Montreal? Because I know that's got a much more sort of like French, I mean, obviously Canada's like got a lot of European, but Montreal, I always hear, is like super French. Was it difficult like finding a tribe there that were really interested in what you were doing, or is it also very multicultural like Toronto?
It's very multicultural, but there are less Caribbean people than Toronto. So it is more difficult to find that sort of community. Like after a while, after a few years, you get to know where all the restaurants are. You get to know where you'll hear the Caribbean music, where you hear the dance hall. But it does take time, and it was not easy. It was a big adjustment.
So how did you end up at Concordia then? Because it seems like a really great place for you to be and a great show for you to be working on. So how did that develop?
So I've been working at Concordia for 2 years. So while I was studying at McGill, I was a research ad assistant for one of the leaders of a project there. And eventually I just grew to love working with the organization and with Concordia. So when we had the opportunity to put on this show, they basically offered me a position to assist, and I jumped at it because I love working with our team. I love working with people like Bettina. I love working. I love being able to share my culture in a place that doesn't normally have these opportunities.
Now that's beautiful. I mean, I also have questions sort of for both of you now, really, which is, the show, it speaks about seascape. So, seascape poetics that makes you come up with a very sort of placid image of the ocean. I think an image that we're all kind of familiar with for the Caribbean, like very beautiful, very calm. And you speak about like the connections between water and colonial history, but that connection can also like be like very violent. And specifically after Hurricane Dorian, where I think a lot of us here now look at the ocean in a really different way. Was that something you tried to kind of bring out some of the work in the show? Was this kind of like other side of the ocean, which is not always welcoming and beautiful?
Yeah, so that's definitely something we looked at when we were curating this exhibition. We tried to avoid what we called tropicalization. So we tried to avoid that stereotypical touristic image of the ocean, and we tried to really create space for just multiple readings of the ocean, whether it's through identity, whether it's through trauma, whether it's through geography, whether it's through ecology. We tried to create all that space for it, for different understandings.
Bettina, do you want to jump in there?
I think that very much captures it quite
Thank you.
well. Thank you for the description. And yeah, I guess I'll add this, that all the pieces, what they do have in common is the theme of water and kind of the dive, like the dive different nature, or like, well, not nature, like the different ways that we can think of water. And as you say, after a hurricane, our relationship, it doesn't, it just like reminds us of the ocean's power once more.
Well, and yeah, I mean, the after hurricane, and also when you think about the loss of life that took place during the Middle Passage, during migration today, something you know, something a lot of my European friends didn't even realize, you know, when we started seeing all the images of the migrants recently in the last few years. And I said, you know, this is something we grew up with in the Caribbean. These images are not unfamiliar to us at all. So I think that's also something I think about a lot when I think about the ocean, even though I love it and I love to go and bathe myself and find healing there. I'm always kind of thinking about that too, that this is a place of like great loss as well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the show. Were there any like discoveries for either of you? So Bettina, you said Jeffrey was like, you know, a big surprise. Simone, was there an artist that Bettina introduced you to that was a big surprise?
Yes, it was Deborah Jack. I was not familiar with her work before. It was a lot of the artists, actually. Bettina really expanded my understanding of Caribbean art through her research. But I, particularly Deborah Jack, I hadn't heard of before. Mm-hmm. And I was just really excited to learn more about her work and the way she understands her art.
Yeah, no, she's got beautiful work. She was in the show at the Perez Museum. I also love how her films, you know, the ocean's very often black and it almost looks like oil sometimes. It doesn't look like seawater. And Bettina, what was I coming? But I wish I could remember the word you used about Jeffrey. You used a very particular word when you confronted with his art. What was your like thought process there? And did Simone introduce you to him? Is that how that happened? Did you bring him up to Bettina?
Yeah, when we were deciding, Bettina, you can speak more to it, but mm-hmm. when we were looking at the artist for the exhibition, I had suggested Jeffrey's work after I had been, after I'd seen his art at the NAGB and after I had spent some time on his website just looking at all of his amazing work, which I do for a lot of the artists in the exhibition and Caribbean artists in general.
Yeah. So, yeah. You want to talk about your experience of like discovering his work, Bettina?
Yeah, I think Jeffrey's work was very impacting because of there were many realities that I wasn't familiar with coming from Puerto Rico, especially about Haitian migration to the Bahamas mm-hmm. and the dangers of it, and also I guess like he talks about migration in a very interesting way, whereas the piece that is featured in the exhibition called Mouth to Mouth is speaking about his experience and his family migrating from Haiti to the Bahamas. But then also the piece was created and the objects it uses were found in Harlem in New York, where he was living at the time. So it's a way of almost connecting these different like stops that he or like places that he's passed through this sculpture. And it's very, I don't know, every art, all the artists that are part of this exhibition have their work is just amazing.
Right. And we're going to meet too soon and hear about the work, but also I think also what's interesting for me is to think about how, you know, there's not only the migration of leaving maybe your country of origin to make a life somewhere else, but so many of us in the region, like everybody, we often have to go somewhere, right? We have to migrate to educate, we have to migrate to get our first job, to maybe, you know, find a husband who's not related to you. Right. And so there's a sort of a continued migration. Then we create these diasporas as well that you have in Toronto or you have in the UK or wherever it might be. So it's sort of interesting how we continue to sort of migrate and shift. And it's a little bit like the ocean, actually, right? There's a kind of, you know, ebbing and a flowing of movement, sort of spreading over the whole country, world, I guess. So well, I'm very excited to see the show. We're going to go to a short break. We just heard a little bit more from Simone Cambridge, who is the assistant curator on the show, and from Bettina Perez Martinez, the curator on the show, Seascape Poetics, which is going to be available online. And we're all excited. Sorry for the curators. They didn't get to have their show, but I'm excited for us because we get to see it. So that's at seascapepoetics.com. And there's a series of events every Friday in February. So go to the website, find it out. And that involves six Caribbean artists: Lionel Cruet, Nadia Huggins, Deborah Jack, Olivia McGilchrist, Jeffrey Maris, and Joydy Minaya. And after the break, we're going to hear from Nadia Huggins, who's in the show, and from Edrin Simonet, who was supposed to be in the show, but couldn't because he's a sculptor. But we're still going to hear about his work, and not many of you listening have heard from Edrin before, but we're excited to have him back on the show. We're going to be right back after this break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.